Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. We'll start with some team news ahead of today's 5:30 kickoff when City head to Watford and Vicarage Road. City's only absentee is Ferran Torres, with Ilkay Gundogan, Cal Walker and John Stones available following injury. Aymeric Laporte is back in contention following suspension. Moving on, and Edison believes Manchester City teammate Bernardo Silva's current form puts him among the world's best players. The Portuguese midfielder has been in sparkling form for City across the campaign, epitomised by him making the shortlist for the Etihad Player of the Month award for the third time in succession. He was at his brilliant best once again in the 2-1 Premier League winner for Aston Villa on Wednesday, with his tireless display rewarded with a breathtaking goal on the counter before the break. With this in mind, Edison couldn't fault the 27-year-old's contribution to their success so far this season. He said to me, "Bernardo Silva is among the five best players in the world. He has an amazing talent. He's short, but it's impossible to take the ball from him. When you see him play, it reminds me a bit of Lionel Messi. Obviously, they're different players, but they have similar skills." Finally, Manchester United, Arsenal, Tottenham and Juventus were already in the hunt for Dusan Vlahovic, and Manchester City have now joined Europe's elite in the race for his signature, according to reports in Italy. After a summer sweep for Harry Kane fell through, Pep Guardiola has been desperate for a striker and has reportedly added Vlahovic to the top of his January transfer shortlist. The City boss is said to be in love with the Serbian forward's goal-scoring ability, and the Premier League giants have begun preliminary talks with Fiorentina, according to reports in Italy. That's all for now. We'll have more later.